From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Roy Blunt Jr., Kiri O'Connor, and Charlie Pierce. And here again is your host at the Lead Center in Lincoln, Nebraska, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thanks, everybody. Thank you so much. Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Jonathan Toffel from Denver, Colorado.
Hey, how are things in beautiful Denver?
It's fantastic right now. Got beautiful weather.
There you go. And what do you do there?
I help create new products for big companies.
Oh, really?
Things you buy in a grocery store.
Really? Can you give me an example of something you came up with?
I've come up with lots of different things, from cake mixes to cleaning products to pet food.
Really? Have you ever combined them, like a pet food that you can clean with and make a cake?
Nothing that complicated yet.
It's nice to have you with us, Jonathan. You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Jonathan's topic?
War and peace. More like bore and peace.
The wisdom of the ages are found in the classic books of Western civilization. The problem is, though, most of those important books are super boring. This week, we heard about an exciting adaptation of classic literature to a 21st century form. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories. Guess that true story. You will win Carl's voice on your home answering machine or voicemail. Ready to play?
I'm ready.
First, let's hear from Charlie Pierce.
The people behind Magic the Gathering have spent a few years trying to find new frontiers of nerdery to which they can bring the youth of America, and they've come up with an idea for all dweebs, an adventure card game starring the heroes of classic literature. Each character in what is going to be called the Dark Library will be possessed of all the qualities developed for them by their original creators, plus a character-specific superpower bestowed by the makers of the game. For example, Queequeg, Tashtego, and Dagoo, the three harpooners from Moby Dick, will each get you 125 marksmanship points, while Montresor, the dark villain of Edgar Allan Poe's The Cask of Amontillado, will carry with him 50 brooding points, capable of being overcome only by a greater number of optimism prime points, such as the combined 1,000 OP points possessed by the Bennet sisters from Pride and Prejudice. There will also be a special gold-edged Mr. Darcy card, of which only 500 will be made, that trumps every Jane Austen character except Emma Woodhouse, whose archery skills will lay him low. "This is a field we've been itching to get into," said Martha Willows Gaussman, the company's director of marketing. "The number of possibilities are absolutely limitless, and now that zombies have made Jane Austen cool again, the youth market is wide open."
A deck-building card game featuring characters from classic literature. Your next story of literature updated comes from Kiri O'Connor.
Next time you are cleaning up cat barf at 5 a.m., you may be surprised to read this on your paper towel. "You are a little soul carrying around a corpse." Epictetus. That's right, quotations, four of them in sequence, from the great Stoic philosopher Epictetus, printed on sheets of humble paper towel. It's the brainchild of Heidi Rich, who studied philosophy at Sarah Lawrence. She started a paper goods company called Great Philosopher's Toilet Paper, where she sells the likes of John Locke, empiricist moist towelettes, Immanuel Kant, critique of pure reason baby wipes, and Maimonides' adaptation of Aristotelian thought, purse-sized tissue packs, each emblazoned with quotations from the greats. "Philosophy isn't just for college, it's for everyday life," Rich says. But her dream product is still just a dream. Kierkegaard disposable diapers. Because, she says, disposable diapers are the perfect embodiment of the teleological suspension of the ethical.
Great philosophers printed in paper towels, baby wipes, and toilet paper. In your last story of the page in the modern age comes from Roy Blunt, Jr.
Henry David Thoreau was not a high-tech guy. "We do not ride on the railroad," he wrote. "It rides on us." So we can guess what he would say about Angry Birds. But what would he say about Walden, the video game? A century and a half or so ago, Thoreau wrote of immersing himself in like actual nature, in the like actual woods near Walden like actual pond. Now from the University of Southern California's Game Innovation Lab comes a virtual version of Thoreau's like experiences. "The game starts, as does the book," says USC Professor Tracy Fullerton, "with the building of the cabin. It takes place in both the woods and in a section of Concord, Mass." Of course, you don't have to actually build anything or hang out with squirrels to read the book either. So, is Thoreau jumping up and down in his grave? Maybe someone will come up with a game called Angry Bards.
All right. One of these is a modern updating of classic literature. Is It? From Charlie Pierce, a deck-building game like Magic the Gathering, but featuring characters from classic literature. From Kiri O'Connor, toilet paper and other paper products, featuring quotations and wisdom from the great and most obscure philosophers. Or from Roy Blunt Jr., Walden, the video game.
Wow.
Yeah.
I want to give it to the toilet paper, mm-hmm. but the toilet paper sounds interesting. But I think I got to go with the video game.
So your choice is the video game, the story that Roy gave you. Well, we actually have a little sample of this for you right now.
Walden, a game, will bring the writing of Thoreau to life in an immersive experience.
That was from the trailer for Walden, the video game. Well done. You got it right, Jonathan. You're in the point for Roy Blunt Jr. Just for being honest, you've won our prize. Carol Castle will record the greeting in your home answering machine. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Time go, go Henry David, go.